This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's gorgeous out. Fire danger, but a beautiful day. And actually, Vinny, you were saying it might even get up into the 70s today. It's going to be nice and warm.
Yep, warm today and tomorrow. Should be really nice.
Pretty a little windy, pretty though. Breezy, yeah. Not super windy yet, but that's the problem is, you know, if the wind comes in. All right, let's start the 8 o'clock trash. It's brought to you by Holiday Trees. Also known as Christmas trees in some circles, but
we decorated ours Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
It looks great.
Oh, get a picture of that up. I need to see that. Everybody's comparing Christmas trees now on Instagram. Listen
to that. My next post?
Yeah, it's got, sure. Put that tree up there, baby.
All right.
Brought to you by Holiday Trees, the tree in your house, the one, whatever you might call it. Listen to V. Hale and Jane all week your chance to win a $100 gift certificate to ABC Tree Farms. So you can pick up your holiday tree on Alice. When you listen to V, Hale, and Jane, they'll give you a code word. You text it to 20357. Boom. Holiday tree coming your way, which is nice. You should listen to them anyway. Uh-huh. More entertaining DJs you'll only find on the Alice Morning Show.
Put on Alice and rip the knob off.
Christmas. Christmas cookies. It all ties in together. Mariah Carey. There we go. Not nice. Mariah Carey has launched her own cookie brand. And of course she has. And I'll bet they're the best cookies ever made, or ever known to man. I don't know what they cost, but I'm sure they're very expensive. They're Mariah Carey cookies. So they call her the Christmas Queen because of her big hit song, All I Want for Christmas is You.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I went out to the peanut gallery and I said, I brought up our watching Selena, and it turns out Nicole and Bryn love her too. And she's like, oh my God, I missed it. And I just went, you got to be kidding. Really? And she goes, what song did you guys play? And I go, I don't know. And then I go, but Bryn kicked right in and she goes, oh God, is it? And she starts naming song titles and I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave. I don't.
Get her
I didn't
in here.
Mean
get her in here. Let's have her in here.
I would like to see what she like. Maybe she can make some of the movie and the TV series.
Oh, let's get her on. Is she out there right now? Just switch places with her.
Switch places.
Okay, no, I'm not going to do that. But I will. I will go get her in a bit. Let's just finish what we're doing now.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to her. Well, I actually won't talk to her. It'll be Bryn and Nicole Christina all geeking out together. Anyway, back to. I thought you were going to say that you have a new appreciation for All I Want for Christmas Is You because you just watched Love Actually, and that's like the theme song for that movie.
I actually do think that's a great Christmas song. There's nothing wrong with that.
Awesome, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that performance at the end with young Joanna, not the kid's mom. Anyway, Mariah Carey, you can't tell me that she's home baking cookies. I can't really believe that. But she's got her own recipes, it says, and, you know, these are her cookies. They launched this past Friday online. Boxes of a dozen or a half dozen cookies in 30 cities in America. It's a delivery-only brand. It is Mariah's Cookies, not Carrie's Cookies. Mariah's Cookies. And it's a holiday hits box. They're doing this holiday hit box just for Christmas time. Apparently, this is going to be a year-round thing. And why not? Right. You know, everybody loves cookies. So this particular hit box, the holiday hit box, includes gingerbread, white chocolate cranberry. That sounds good. And pumpkin. Yum. Other assortments include the chocolatey treats box, the pumpkin box, and the gingerbread box. And she plans to offer other varieties after the Yuletide season. These will be specific. The baked goods will be available to order via delivery apps like Grubhub, DoorDash, Postmates, Uber Eats, and Seamless. That's the only way you can get them, apparently.
So she's not breaking into grocery stores. She's just going to go straight to the...
Straight to home delivery.
All right.
Suddenly, if you got a hankering for some cookies, Mariah's got some for you.
12 bucks for six of them.
12, $2 a piece, huh?
$2 a piece. But if you buy a 12-pack, you get it for 22 bucks, so you save $2.
Oh, you
there.
It's like getting a free cookie.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That is fantastic. I'd try those cranberry ones. That sounds
that
good.
That does sound good, doesn't it?
You know, they do these Bliss Bars at, I think they're called Cranberry Bliss Bars, and they only do them seasonally at Starbucks. Those I have to avoid them because if I get a taste for them, that's it. It's like, you know, when a dog tastes blood. You can't get them off of it.
Dogs and blood?
Yeah, they become, well, whatever. Lion tastes human blood, and then that's it. They're a man-eater.
Was it sharks?
It was sharks, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. They get a taste for it. Once I get that taste in my mouth, I can taste it right now. Oh, my God, they're so good.
That's how you are with donuts, too, though.
I know. Cinnabons. One little taste, that's it. Now I'm a shark.
You're like
now
a dog that's had blood for donuts, too.
Yep.
Dogs and blood? What?
Yeah, I don't know. There's an expression
references
in there somewhere.
Are unbelievable.
I'm not making that. Right? No, it's like a, you know, it's like a pig gets a taste for human blood. I don't know.
A pig?
These animals, they taste human blood. They're like, I can't believe how sweet and delicious human blood is. I'm going to kill more humans.
I thought the pig term was a pig in poop.
What? Oh, there's lots of pig terms. When pigs fly.
Oh, right. Pigs fly. Mm. But I've never heard the pig gets a taste for blood and now is
I'm not
a
sure
man
if that's
killer.
What it is. Well, there are man-eating pigs.
No, there aren't.
There are.
Oh, yeah.
If a pig eats a human, they're like, that's delicious. Let's eat all of it, including its clothes. Let's eat that human.
You mean a regular farm pig, not a wild boar?
Pigs. You throw a body to the pigs, will eat you. Pigs will eat anything you throw into their gross trough, you know, the slop trough. If you throw a human in there, it's gone. That's how you get rid of a body, Ben. Chuck it.
I was waiting for, you know what? I stayed quiet to see if you were going to say, I considered putting my brother John in a pig trough once or twice.
Well, sure. I mean, I've considered a lot of things. The point is, I've never acted on them, Vin. That's the difference between me and actual psychotics.
Okay.
They say 16 starving pigs can go through 200 pounds of meat in 8 minutes. 200 pounds of human meat.
You know what?
Oh, my God. There's a stat for that?
Couldn't you just say you really like cranberry bars and we'd just move on to the next thing?
I could have, but then we wouldn't have had this amazing conversation, Vinny. You're trying to do a show here.
It's the best way to dispose of humans, you know?
It is. Well, there's no trace. There's not a trace of them
they
left.
They eat the bones, too.
Everything. Crunch it all up. Yep. It's true.
Yikes.
Learn that on
jaws.
Deadwood.
Oh
yeah,
God.
That's what they
okay.
do. Bring it to the pigs.
Cranberry bars. Delicious.
Cranberry Bliss Bar, so good. Yum. Oh, my God. I might have to get one of those today. I haven't been to Starbucks since this whole thing started either. I might have to check and see.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh.
When would I have
they're,
gone there?
They're pretty well set up to deliver the stuff through their drive-thrus. They do a pretty good job.
They do a like a matcha frappuccino that I just love. Mm. They can't be good for me.
The problem becomes, are you willing to have it in the to-go cup, or do you take it home and pour it into a cup at your house?
Oh, I eat it in the to-go. I would have it in the to-go cup even if I had it at their place. They put it
even
in
if you
in
thought
the
that
it's
it
iced,
had,
you know, so it's...
No, I mean,
oh,
during
because
the coronavirus,
of COVID. No,
are you
it wouldn't
willing
even cross
to take
my mind.
Cup
no,
from someone who's handled stuff and
absolutely,
go.
I would. Oh, I right. you do the frappuccino with a straw, Vinny. So I'm. Unless I lick the cup later, which I might. You know, you should be all right. Stevie Nicks, listen to this. Stevie Nicks enjoying a huge resurgence right now. She just did a song with Miley, a mashup of her song and Miley's song. Obviously, Dreams has been big because of Nathan Apodaca's video. She just sold an 80% stake in her song catalog, which includes most of her popular tracks, plus a bunch of stuff with Fleetwood Mac. Stuff that she wrote with that. Edge of 17, Landslide, Dreams, of course. What did Stevie Nicks get for her 80% stake?
I'm going to say $150 million.
Only $100 million.
Oh, okay.
So I looked her up this morning when I read this, and like celebrity net worth sites have her between $75 and $85 million. So this is, which is great. I mean, she's never going to worry about money. But now she's got $100 million in funny money
well,
to play with.
The argument becomes, and this is because I'm sure you have it next, is the Bob Dylan story very similar to this one, right?
I don't know but the price on that, though. Did you see
someone wrote in and said he sold his for $300 million, and I don't know where they got that number because he does have a lot of classics, like
he
even songs
does.
That you don't know from him.
Yeah,
other
I'm not
bands
seeing financial terms here. In fact, they're specifically stating that they're not doing that. But, you know, maybe that is what he would get for him. I don't.
But for Stevie, I thought, I don't think she had kids. So to
so.
Me, it seems like you absolutely sell now so you can enjoy your money and your wealth while you're alive. Because if you don't have anyone to leave it to, what's the point?
And she hung on to 20%. She'll still be getting royalty checks. So, but still, 80% of it is sold for $100 million. She sold it to Primary Wave. It's some publishing company. So now they own that. And I don't know what else they've got. But the company says Stevie's music, while exceptionally well known, is still very under-commercialized and under-marketed. So that's their plan for it. There's
well,
an
they
enormous
must have seen what happened
potential.
With... Sorry, they must have seen what happened with Dreams and went, if that's all it takes to get a resurgence of her music out there, some dude in Idaho posts it, then all we need to do is market it a little better and she'll be,
boom.
She'll be hot again.
Right. Well, right. I mean, she's right now is the time to sell, too. Like, she was probably waiting. She's like, the next time something big happens to me, I'm going to sell 80% of my catalog. That'll be great.
Is that what she sounds like?
I assume so, considering her singing voice.
Right.
So there you go. Yeah, Universal Music bought Bob Dylan's entire song catalog. It reaches back 60 years. 600 song copyrights, Blowing in the Wind, Times Era Changing, Knocking on Heaven's Door, Tangled Up in Blue. He sold more than 125 million records globally. They are, AP is not listing financial terms.
Yeah,
so
I don't know where the texter got $300 million, but it sounds about right.
Sure.
They're classics.
There are definitely, even if you don't know Bob Dylan's versions of these songs, so many people have covered Bob Dylan songs.
Hendrix, to name one specifically.
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, absolutely.
Motley Crue. Why not? What the hell? Everyone's doing it. You either get a scented candle or a hot sauce. That's what you get when you're a rock star. They are doing their own line of hot sauces. Very creative, Vinny. It's a set. It's a limited edition Crew hot sauce set available for $75. So if you know someone who loves hot sauce and Motley Crue, have I got a Christmas gift for you. It's all different spiciness levels as well. They got the Shout at the Devil Extra Hot Sauce. Extra
right.
Hot heat. Live Wire hot sauce. That's just hot. Dr. Feel Good Jalapeno hot sauce. Spicy heat level. Primal Scream Scorpion pepper hot sauce. Oh, Primal Scream Scorpion pepper hot sauce. Super hot heat level. Wild Side garlic hot sauce. That's mild. Just garlicky. And the Home Sweet Home Mango pepper hot sauce, which is mild also and has some sweetness.
Look at
so,
them go.
I know. It's great. Actually, it's so funny because I love hot sauce. And it, I mean, why wouldn't I get this?
Did you ever watch The Dirt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did watch their little Netflix movie. Okay.
I liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought they did a good job with it. Plus, Machine Gun Kelly was in it, and I like looking at him.
You do?
Yeah.
All right.
Not as much anymore. Oh, here's something for you, Vinny. A lot of us during pandemic have come up with ways to fill our time, new hobbies, new skills. And Shakira, over the summer, said, I'm going to learn to be a skateboarder. I'm going to be a skater girl. And she's showing off her skills in the Black Eyed Peas Girl Like Me music video, which I didn't know this song, but it's all about Shakira. So here's a little taste of it, and then we're going to watch her mad low-speed skills. There we go. It's basically her with a wind machine on her as she goes through kind of rolls on a set.
I was worried for her for a second, but it looks like she's keeping all four wheels on the ground. Yep. So good for her.
Can you play the very beginning of this song? It's funny.
Oh, okay.
It's, you know, basically she's the guest singer on the Black Eyed Peas. And then it's, I want a girl like Shakira.
She is pretty great.
She is, man. She's the prettiest girl. She's so pretty. And she's, and then there's all these good dance moves. Yeah, she's got some serious. She's like shaking.
Look at that. Talk about 80s. Did you see that?
I know. High up over the hip. Uh-huh. It's funny. Leg warmers. I mean, come on. She's got it all. There's a scene where she's walking away from the camera.
That is so 80s right there. I can't believe it.
But then she turns around and it's full on 2000s with the, you know, the whale tail up her butt.
Oh, is that what's on the other side?
Yeah. Can you find the part where she turns around and...
Look at her with the moonwalk.
Yes,
there, yeah, there it is.
There it is. Go. Now we're talking ass cheek. Okay. Anyway, I thought that you might enjoy that. That's what she's been doing over the summer. I guess she spent the whole summer on skateboards. She's like, I'm going to learn how to ride a skateboard.
Well, skateboards and hot chicks. It's all good.
There it is. Is what is Shakira?
I thought
Colombian.
She was Colombian.
Okay. Do you have a saying about Colombian girls? Usually every country you've got some kind of saying.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just know
from Brazilian girls do all the stuff, Texan girls do all the stuff, you know,
cheerleaders
do all the stuff. Is that true of Colombian girls?
No, I never said cheerleaders do all the stuff, but they are the most fun of all the different types of people in the world.
But no specific Colombian, it's just they do all the stuff.
Hairdressers always
do all the stuff. Yeah.
Well, hairdressers, I'm not going to get into that because then it'll just fire up the text and we'll get off on another.
Horseback riders
do all the stuff.
Oh, horseback riders! We all know what you're up to.
And we'll end with this: Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have surprised fans with a special Christmas song.
Oh, I thought you were going to say by staying together.
No, but that was also release. It is somewhat surprising. Yeah, they've stayed together. Surprising fans. So here we go. Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, the Christmas song duet. With their eyes on the globe, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies for his sleigh. And every mother's child. So sweet.
So sweet.
Oh, they're such good singers. Oh, listen to that. To see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering. This is sweet. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everyone who celebrates that. Happy holidays to those who don't. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
A new trick on hanging your Christmas lights, plus some New Year's resolutions and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.